Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I ought to find the broadcast where I said it. I said it several times, actually, that we never know what will come out of left field, that the criminology, the psychology, and it's 101. I don't claim to be some expert. We've interviewed many experts, top experts on sociopaths, psychopaths, people on power trips, megalomania. And this happens in every case, you know, not just Nero and Caligula or Hitler or Stalin or Mao. It just happens over and over again. They go nuts. They want to be caught. Psychopaths, you know, don't get caught their first 20, 30 murders, and finally they just start driving around drunk with a dead body in the front seat, or they got dead bodies in, you know, their bathtub and their freezers, and they're inviting people in, and, you know, the cops come and smell the stench but leave. You know, it's right out in plain view. And Washington's gotten so corrupt with trillions missing, no bid contracts, drunk driving everywhere, people falling around drunk, hookers of all configurations. We've got CIA chief, you know, at the Pleasure Palace at the Watergate. You know, one floor's got the hookers, the next has got liquor and drugs, gambling, you know, $100,000 pots on poker. It's just leaking, and they can't help themselves. It's the arrogance. And so I've been saying, folks, what could stop World War III, what could stop all this, would be something big coming out. Some have said, and I've leaned towards it, that maybe this was being brought out, you know, to leverage Bush into attacking Iran, that, okay, he didn't follow orders, so now Israel or somebody's blackmailing. But I don't tend to see that now because this thing's blown up so big. Getting into Dennis Hastert, tell us about how he lives with his chief of staff, Wayne Madsen.
Well, Hastert lives with his chief of staff, Scott Palmer. He's lived with him for a number of years in an apartment, a townhouse here on Capitol Hill. And apparently the deputy chief of staff also lives there, a guy named Mike Stocky. So here you've got a very strange relationship where Mrs. Hastert lives in their home district of Yorkville, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. When she comes to visit her husband in Washington, she stays at a hotel. Denny stays with his two, employees in the townhouse, which I find to be a very strange relationship for a guy who preaches family values.
Now, he also, of course, in his home district, before he was a congressman in Illinois, he was the wrestling coach.
He was a wrestling coach at Yorkville High School. Now, here's something I heard. You got to go back and remember how Hastert became speaker. He did not run for the speakership. He just kind of got it by default. Newt Gingrich resigned as a result of a scandal. And then he was replaced by Livingston from Louisiana, who was only speaker for like a day or two. He resigned during a speech where they were talking about, you know, the impeachment of Clinton, and he said he admitted he had an extramarital affair, and he resigned as speaker right there on the spot. So here you've gone through two speakers, and who's next in line? But good old, you know, they settle on Denny Hastert because they didn't want delay. Delay was too radioactive. So they said, oh, well, Hastert over there, we don't know much about him. Aha, that should have been a clue right there. When they said, we don't know much about him, we can agree on that guy, because if he had gone through the normal vetting procedure, the information about how he left the school district in Yorkville would have probably become known. It was rumored that Hastert decided to leave being a social studies teacher and a wrestling coach because there were rumors about inappropriate behavior towards kids on the wrestling team.
And again, we're not saying wrestling coaches are all pedophiles, but statistically, CPS workers, truancy officers, wrestling coaches, statistically it goes off the chart. It's like the pervert Foley. I want to talk about this when we get back. Key law enforcement data he got as the chairman of the Missing and Exploited Children Caucus, and he pushed for all these draconian laws that have nothing to do with stopping sex offenders.
Well, that's right, and remember, that was in a day when we knew nobody talked about the pedophile priests or the teachers in those days. We're talking 1964 to 1980. That was hush-hush back then.
Yeah, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this quick break with our guest.
Here at
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XAMADU. And ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In a few minutes, I'm going to play this little three-minute clip of a Democratic strategist on national television just throwing down the gauntlet with what we're dealing with these Republicans, and against the Democrats, too. But the Republicans, it's just unbelievably corrupt. And out of control, because they're the good Christian conservatives that we can trust. Yeah, spending more money than all presidents before him combined, tripling the size. I kept saying doubling. I checked, it's now been tripled. The size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Total North American Union signed in secret, now publicly announced, abolishing the United States. In the words of Lou Dobbs, the United States is now officially dead. Okay, I mean, it's the bold chutzpah of this administration. And Wayne Madsen, who did work for the National Security Agency, now reporting there in D.C., breaking a lot of news on this. WayneMadsenReport.com. We have links to it on Infowars.com. We're so honored to have him. Before he leaves us in about 50 minutes, I wanted to talk about his bold analysis of 9/11 being an inside job, going further than he's ever gone before, and really putting the pieces together. And I promised to talk about my confrontation with the Attorney General, the former Attorney General, John Ashcroft, that I had this morning. And it happened unexpected. I've mentioned some of it in the first hour. I'm not on, you know, purposefully not getting to it to make you stay tuned. I got behind. We haven't yet. I promise I'll spend about 4 minutes on it at the bottom of the hour while Wayne patiently, graciously sits on hold. And I'll tell you what happened this morning in my confrontation with the Attorney General. It happened on 9/11, and I'm trying to get the audio of it desperately right now. If it isn't here by the end of the show, it'll be here tomorrow. And that's guaranteed. So stay with us for that. Okay, let's set the table again for people. Wayne Madsen, you're in D.C. You've broken major stories now, national stories on this Foley case. You've been credited with that. Very accurate reports. That's why we have you on. I want to make that clear. We don't engage in rumor mongering here. Also, we don't normally get into O.J. Simpson or, you know, get into the missing girl in Aruba. This is not a distraction because this threatens to topple the entire neocon agenda. This also corners them like rats. I want to walk through this now, Wayne Madsen. Set the table for us. What are we facing? Who's involved? How deep does it go? What are the neocons going to do in response to this? I ask, will they stage a terror attack? Will they launch a war? You said, you know, using what apparatus? Well, it looks more like a terror attack then. That's a smaller group. So walk us through what we're looking at and what the breaks could be, sir.
Well, I mean, you're talking about on with the current scandal or the 9/11.
Let's get into the current scandal.
Oh, yeah.
And how you see this being played out, you know, the basics of it, any facets you haven't gotten into, how the Republican spin machine is trying to deal with this.
Well, look, I mean, you know, every time Bush is in severe trouble, they spring something. That certainly was the case with 9/11. But now I think they may have they may not have many more aces up their sleeves. Certainly they've sent the Eisenhower task force over to Iranian waters or saber rattling, but then North Korea goes and basically pops what looks to be the nuclear version of a champagne cork.
Let me ask you, what do you think of Bill Gertz's spin that it's 200 pounds of TNT and staged? 200 pounds won't show up as a 1 on the Richter scale from 1,000 miles away. We got a 4-point plus, and they're claiming it was staged.
Well, what I understand from sources is it was a little over a 1 kiloton blast. And these are people who actually talked to North Koreans that have told me that. And
so that'd be 1,000 tons of TNT. Why then would Gertz get even bad info? If he's going to make up a story, why'd he say paltry 200 pounds?
Well, remember who Gertz works for. Gertz works for the Washington Times, which is owned by Sung Myung Moon, who has been in the payroll of the South Korean intelligence service for a number of years.
And we know the neocons want to play down the threat of North Korea because it looks bad if they attack Iran while the psychopath's threatening us.
That's right. I'm more concerned about the timing of the North Korean. Nothing to do with Bush, but everything to do with the guy who was yesterday selected by the Security Council to be the next Secretary General replacing Kofi.
Who's a South Korean?
Ban Ki-moon, the South Korean foreign minister, who lists his religion as non-denominational Christian. Anyone who's familiar with the religious situation in South Korea knows that it's very common that the Unification Church members sometimes call themselves non-denominational Christians. Sung Myung-moon himself has significant financial interests in North Korea. He owns the best hotel in Pyongyang, and he's co-owner of a Fiat car plant with the North Korean government. So, you know, the timing of that champagne, nuclear champagne cork, I found was very interesting because it forestalled any potential permanent member.
Now, I want to be clear on this. The owner of the Washington Times that poses as conservative, with Bill Gertz, with all his disinfo he's always spewing, Mr. Moon, ladies and gentlemen, tied in with the butchers up there in the capital of North Korea. Again, most conservatives don't know that, Wayne.
That's right. And the other thing is, of course, Bush, old man Bush, has taken huge speaking fees from Moon. George W. Bush has cut videotapes for when Moon was celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Washington Times, which I might add has never made a penny. It is in the red for $1 billion. Now, how does a newspaper like that survive in Washington? Well, it's being subsidized by Moon, and he makes his money from all kinds of questionable
Is the guy that used to have the cult members out everywhere starving to death, begging for money on the street corners.
Oh, that's right. And you know, and then he owns a lot of the sushi restaurants around the world. He's in the pachinko gambling in Japan. He's into all kinds of gambling casinos in Macau. This guy of course
He sounds like Mr. Bennett, Mr. Virtue, is running at $1 million a day gambling bills.
Or
it sounds like Pat Robertson saying abortion's good in China and owning racehorses and diamond mines.
Plus he says he's a messiah, which he's actually converted Jesus, Moses, Buddha, and all these other people to his side.
Well, maybe he is a messiah. I mean, he's going to have the secretary generalship, as you just said. You know.
Well, and he's going on record saying he wants to turn the United Nations into a religious organization, which he will control to bring about his idea of his reign over the planet. You know, I mean, this guy's a kook from North Korea. He was born in North Korea. He was put in jail by the North Koreans because he was accused of having sex with an underage girl in his congregation. Sound familiar? 15 years old, he was put away. And he says it was because he wasn't a communist. That's why they arrested him.
Well, it never ends. Again, it is a guild of nutcases. Only mentally ill people, folks, can do all these evil things. You have to understand that. And people go, why are they all into every weirdness you can imagine? It's because we're in so much trouble, Wayne. I just, recapping then, what do you think the neocons are going to pull?
Well, I'm not sure they have any. My issue was, is Karl Rove going to try to engineer another one of these election engineering things where through the dipole machines? Now, he said to a conference call, I believe it was yesterday, that the Foley matter has certainly changed the situation and made it more difficult for the election. My hope is that any attempt to throw the machines, especially where machines are located in these mega churches around the country and these other religious buildings like in Ohio and elsewhere, that maybe the people who control those churches, if they see anything this time, they won't look the other way, but they'll inform the election officials that something's going on. That's my hope, that because now these people realize that these evangelicals have been duped by this administration, maybe they'll rally around fair elections. That's my hope. But I have a sense that some of these people out there in the fundamentalist community are as crooked as the people here in Washington.
Oh, you got
that
absolutely.
Part of the problem certainly could not. But I'm hoping that someone might be part of the solution because hopefully they realize they've been duped by this crowd in Washington.
Absolutely. I hear you. Wayne, are the Republicans now running scared in Congress? I mean, are these guys losing sleep?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, they are, and here's the beauty of it. They're all back in their districts campaigning right now. They're all desperate. Tom Reynolds, who's the head of the National Republican Campaign Committee, who has dropped, I don't know, he's dropped so many percentage points. The guy who's running against him, the Democrat, Jack Davis, used to be a Republican. The reason he decided to run against Reynolds was Davis was in a reception line up there and with Dick Cheney, and he wanted to tell Cheney something, and he got the cold shoulder and got the bum's rush out of the reception. He said, well, I'll be darned, I've contributed money to these guys. I'm going to run against them. And now it looks like he's going to be the next congressman from the Buffalo area, replacing the head of the Republican campaign committee. But Reynolds is like a lot of the others. They're back in their districts. They're cut off from Washington. They're there with their press aides. There's no
Did you
one
see
here
the big,
to spend.
Sure. Did you see the big Gallup poll showing that the Democrats are going to want even more of the House than previously? So if they don't win, we know it's a diebold election.
Absolutely. Right now, I'm predicting something similar to what happened with the Republican sweep in 94. I'm predicting 60 seats, a very comfortable margin. And right now, I'm predicting the Democrats will take the Senate with a margin of one or two seats.
But again, Wayne, I wouldn't expect them to do the right thing, though. They are the Democrats.
Well, that's right. They do have this nasty habit of being able to clutch defeat from the jaws of victory. But this was handed to them on a silver platter. Somebody said on one of the Talking Heads shows that if the Democrats can't win this one, they ought to go the way of the Whig Party, and I certainly agree.
Are we going to hear that the Democrats are raping porcupines, you think, in the next week?
Well, obviously the Democrats are, many members are more, like Barney Frank, he's out of the closet. I don't think there's too many people in the Democratic Party that are worried. There may be one or two that are closeted. But look, if anything happens, they come from districts where their constituents will, you know, probably know and won't, you know. But certainly these are not members of Congress that vote against vote for these social conservative issues. So they're pretty comfortable and with their voting record. I don't think the Democrats have much to worry about any.
Well, Cheney.
Hopefully there may be one or two that I'm hearing about, but I don't think it'll have much of an impact.
Sure. When we get back, I want to talk about Cheney arrogantly said they would win in 04. He was right. He says they will win this time, which shows the arrogance of fraud. I want to I've got a few other key questions about this whole scandal with Wayne Madsen. on the other side. You can read the reports. A lot of stuff too filthy to get into here on air on PrisonPlanet.com with links over to the WayneManagementReport.com. We'll open the phones up as well, 1-800-259-9231. I'll also tell you about the Attorney General and the confrontation I have with him today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is October 10th, 2006. Gold opened at $571.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $602.86. Again, that's $602.86 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain. Salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments. Bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-899-7633. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-899-7633. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-899-7633. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-899-7633. 1-800-899-7633.
Hey, John. Open phones for Wayne Madsen in this segment and the next. We have gotten the entire interview that Ashcroft did on Mad Cow's Morning Madhouse, nationally syndicated show. I'm in the shower about 8:10. My wife runs in and says, "You can confront Ashcroft." Man Cow Morning Madhouse is called. I'm a routine guest on the show. So I literally run down with a towel wrapped around me and get on the air, and I got to ask him three questions, and it's about a, I don't know, three-minute interchange, and I could talk about it all day, the propaganda they were spewing. If we are able to isolate it, we're trying to, in a three-hour, four-hour show, trying to find it. We'll air it in the last 5 minutes, but again, we're so honored to have Wayne Madsen here with us. Jack in New York, you're on with Wayne Madsen and Wayne Madsen's Report. Go ahead.
Well, hello. My sister works at a major hospital in the Columbus area. She's an administrator. And three times now she sat through long meetings with the Centers for Disease Control where, you know, she explained to us at dinner that it's not a question of if, but when bird flu hits. And with all this talk about, you know, how there's a glut of flu vaccine around, and I also heard a story that said if you got your vaccine, you have a higher chance of survival if you get it. That would seem like an avenue for...
The vaccines that they make every year for the last 4 years in a row isn't even the right flu shot for the current year. It's full of mercury. If you've had more than four shots when you're above 60, it more than quadruples your chances of Alzheimer's. These are all official numbers. It's a huge scam. And, yes, I don't put it past the Bush administration to launch bird flu or something along those lines. Wayne Madsen?
Well, we've definitely seen the Murdoch empire and their... And they're the pack, the media pack that runs behind them, like a bunch of dogs chasing a bone. We had the spinach scare with the E. coli. Now it's lettuce. Some clown sent Keith Olbermann some white powder, which is takes us back to the anthrax, which was deadly because people died from the anthrax.
And which clearly was the White House.
No, I mean, it was that stuff's out of Fort Detrick for the FBI not long ago to come out and say it was foreign.
Why do you think Ari Fleischer in a press conference said, yeah, we were all on Cipro, three weeks before it showed up? Is that just hubris?
I've talked to the people who worked at the Brentwood Post Office here, when they were worried about Congress and the White House, nobody was worried about the poor postal workers, and two died right away, but, well over a dozen died from complications from either the anthrax or the Cipro later on. So these are primarily African-American people. Nobody cared about them. So you got to wonder, it's typical for this White House, as we saw with Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, not to worry about the poorest who are affected by these things. And in the case of the anthrax, I still say that was not foreign. That the all fingers point at Fort Detrick, where this stuff came from, and people in certain contractors, for example, those contractors that were working on anthrax. Type things for the CIA.
Anything else, Zach?
Yeah, one other thing. I was wondering if you caught the premiere of Battlestar Galactica on Friday, because it was a two-hour, very bald allegory about Iraq, in my opinion, and it was a fantastic episode.
Well, I never watch TV, but when I say that, it's an exaggeration. On the treadmill at the gym, my wife bought me a video pod about a year ago. And I did get the first two seasons. You can buy them for like a dollar a piece. And I thought it was a great TV show. So I guess the third season is now available. And I need to ask her, because I'm too stupid to do it, to go download that for me again so I can go watch it when I do make it into the gym. But it sounds interesting. Thanks for the call.
I don't watch cable TV. I refuse to contribute my money to the networks that pay the likes of Hannity and Ann Coulter and the rest of those clowns. So I'm able to say I'm cable-less, and I'm proud of it.
Well, I hear you. I've got cable, but the TV's literally locked up in a cabinet, and we probably watch TV. Maybe we watch a movie once every 2 weeks now.
Right. I find myself, the only thing I watch is usually NPR, and even they're getting bad because of the political...
National Petroleum Radio?
I mean, one of the guy who, of course, was heading the Corporation for Public Broadcasting...
top neocon.
Oh, top, Ken Tomlinson, top neocon, long time guy supporting all the usual suspects, the Bill Kristols and the rest of that gang.
By the way, we confronted him last week here in town, and he said, oh, PNAC's a small think tank, and we made one comment about a new Pearl Harbor. It's been taken out of context and blown up. Yeah, and they also wrote, kill certain races with bioweapons, and they also wrote about this empire and Pax America. So shut up, Crystal. I want to come back and I'll tell folks about the Ashcroft thing briefly. Then I want to get into 9/11 and take more calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, I'm going to ask Wayne Madsen to take a five-minute break. He's so gracious to join us. We really appreciate his great patriotic work at WayneMadsenReport.com. We do have the Ashcroft clip. This is from the nationally syndicated radio program. It's on in New York. It's on in Chicago. It's on in L.A. It's on all over the country with Mr. Mueller, Mancal Mueller, as he's known. Got a huge response when I go on the broadcast. I know Mancal a little bit behind the scenes. He's a good guy. He gets away with what he can. And later in the interview that I've had a chance to hear some more of now, he did ask some tough questions of Ashcroft. But he lets me go on sometimes for a full hour. I've been in studio and just lay out 9/11, and then he'll add his little jokes and then say he agrees with most of it, but not all of it. But then he'll come back and say he thinks the Muslims all want to basically suck our blood out and they're still a threat. He doesn't understand that most of it is manufactured or provocateur. But I appreciate the fact. Normally, I'm up at about 6:37, sometimes even earlier. But, last night I got to bed late. I'm in the shower. My wife runs in. Get out of the shower. John Ashcroft's on. Mancal, right now, you've got to go on. So I literally throw on some shorts, put the towel around me. I run downstairs. I run into my office, and they go, "Are you ready? Go on." Boom, instantly, I'm on the air with John Ashcroft. And the reason I just told you that part of the story before we play this three-minute clip is because I would have had a lot better questions if I had literally more than 60 seconds. I mean, I'm literally jumping out of the shower, grabbing a towel, mopping myself as fast as possible, you know, throwing on shorts, running down the stairs, my children grabbing on me saying, "Daddy, Daddy," they always, you know, want to see me in the morning, you know, getting past the dogs, getting in there, and then I go, "Okay, I'm here. Okay, you're on." And, man, they took me right on with him, and this is what I had to say to John Ashcroft. Here it is.
I just heard, oh, boy. Okay, let's go to Alex. Alex, you're on with John Ashcroft. His book is Never Again. It's out now, folks.
Well, yes, it's good to be here. I just have three questions for John Ashcroft.
Well, okay, I don't know if we have that kind of time, sir, but well, let's get to them.
Sure, man, Cal, let me just throw them out. Number one, John Ashcroft in July before the attacks quit flying commercial because of the, quote, security threat. The day before 9/11,
not
the White House called Mayor Willie Brown, told him not to fly to New York that day. That's the first question. Why did he do that? Then number two, they claim they never heard of a plan to fly hijacked planes into buildings. We know now that that was false. We know that that was a lie. Rice and others lied about that. And number three, what about Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks? And then my comment, the bottom line.
Well, wait.
Conclusion.
Do you want him to answer? Go ahead.
Sure, go ahead. I'll shut up. Yeah, the first three questions. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I did not cease flying on commercial aircraft. I flew back from Missouri with my wife.
Have you heard this before?
Oh, yeah. And okay. It was on CBS. I think Dan Rather was the person popularizing this. I used government jets on government business, but in my private life, I was flying commercial aircraft right up through and beyond 9/11. I have never abandoned.
Did you fly here commercially?
For this trip?
For this interview?
I flew commercially yesterday.
Yeah.
And I flew a private plane from Nashville here last night.
Okay.
So
a combination.
I fly commercially all the time. I was in Europe last week. I flew commercially over. And I flew commercially back.
Okay.
But what about, it's just flat false.
But you fly commercially now, but what about 9/11? Around 9/11, did you stop because you knew something? And
absolutely
okay.
Not.
Okay.
As I said, my wife and I.
And what else did he ask? I've forgotten. Do you know?
Well, he talked
about the attacks that they knew about the 9/11. Your plan, the government's plan for 9/11.
Was there a government plan to blow up planes?
Not to my knowledge.
Right.
I mean,
okay, sir.
That's astounding.
Sir, is there anything else?
You also asked.
Sir, did he hang up? Sir?
Alex?
Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, it's just that, bottom line, we know that the PNAC boys wrote in their own documents they needed a new Pearl Harbor attack. We know government's stage events. Operation Northwoods has been on ABC News, Baltimore Sun, U.S. government plan
okay.
to stage terror attacks. And he didn't answer the question about Mayor Willie Brown getting the call from the White House not to fly the night before. That was in the San Francisco Chronicle. That was in the Associated Press.
Okay. John, your comments on that. Were certain people in the government told not to? Not to fly.
I have no awareness that anybody was ever told not to fly, and if they were told not to fly, I don't know about it.
Yeah,
I certainly have never called Mayor Willie Brown, but okay.
Former Attorney General John Ashcroft is here. John, man, I'm telling you, this is a growing thing. It's a scary thing to me that people believe our government, and it goes to such weird extremes that our government caused 9/11. Do you believe the terrorist threat has been overplayed?
No, I think the danger exists in underplaying it. Because
yeah.
as soon as you believe there isn't a risk, that mm-hmm. automatically elevates the risk.
I think there is a risk, but are we amping up the fear? Is it being used politically or maybe not left, right, not Republican, Democrat, but is it being used to get more money for certain programs?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think there's anything would be quite as valuable politically as to be able to say that we won this.
Do I seem like a fairly sensible guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you're not conventional, but you're sensible.
No, I'm not conventional. I'm fine with that. But you know, you saw me on the Fox News show and stuff. I've been doing this for a little while. Just watching TV, and you tell me. it did seem, Kerry was talking about this on TV, and I didn't vote for John Kerry, okay? But it did seem like there were a lot of terrorist problems during the election that disappeared after Bush got reelected.
Well,
just as a casual observer, every week there was another terror alert. We have had, I think, one since the election. Were they using those? Could that have been done? Could they have amped it up? Because
I think it's possible you could create terror alerts that weren't based on intelligence. I know of none.
Mm-hmm.
There were, well, I'm not at liberty to reveal intelligence, but there, I don't know of terror alerts.
Okay, that's basically it. And again, Mantel had me faded down when he's going, sir, sir, and that's why I was unable to speak. And they kept me on hold the whole time so I could listen to 10 more minutes of that and then let me go. And Mantel was, again, acting like I was just a caller. That's the way he gets at Ashcroft, and I guess is allowed to still have a TV show on Fox and still have a nationally syndicated radio show. Now with Talk Radio Network, he's left Emmis. So it's serious. Let me just run through the points. We'll go to Wayne Madsen, and I appreciate listening to that. I want to get his take on it, and then we'll take some calls here. But number one, he was trying to say that he'd never heard of anybody being warned not to fly. The memo is public. It is admitted that he did stop flying commercial because of a security warning on July 6th. AP, CBS News, it's admitted. Then he tried to change the subject and say that he doesn't, you know, that he flies all the time. Why, he flew to Chicago for the interview. Why, he just flew to Europe. And Mantel goes, but back before 9/11, and he just, I flew both ways. Then the Mayor Willie Brown thing, big scandal. That was even been admitted now that it's come out that Rice made the warning. Some members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Newsweek magazine were warned not to fly. We need to go point by point and show how he's a big fat liar or totally ignorant. This is the same guy who said that the Patriot Act didn't affect U.S. citizens. Remember, we have video clips of him in Police State 3, Total Enslavement, saying it's just a wild conspiracy theory, phantoms of lost liberty. It doesn't affect U.S. citizens. Now it's admitted, you know, the New York Times, Associated Press, that headline, Patriot Act used against homeless. Patriot Act increasingly used by local governments in non-terror-related cases. Oh, but it's a phantom. Kind of like they said it was a conspiracy theory last Friday, a conspiracy theory that Google was going to buy YouTube. And now they have, for the exact amount. Just everything. Hitler existing was a conspiracy theory. Jesus Christ existing was a conspiracy theory. George Washington being our founding father, our first president, and a Continental Army leader, and beating them at Trenton, you know, the Germans. It's all lies. None of it ever happened. And the stock market isn't overinflated, and they're not printing money like it's going out of style. All right, I'm going to shut up and go back to Wayne Madsen. But let me just run through these final points. The White House terror alerts, Republican memos have surfaced. Ari Fleischer, again, in another press conference when he was White House press secretary, had to admit that it was for political reasons. The White House told U.S. News and World Report during the 2004 election, 1 month before, that we would be nuked. They're doing it again for this election with their surrogates. We're going to be nuked. Al-Qaeda took a bomb across the border. Blah, blah, blah. We know that was for political reasons. He says that there's no way the war on terror is being used to make money. Oh, and that they want to win the war, that'd be real good politically. No, it wouldn't. They couldn't keep taking all of our liberties. Like the war on drugs, war on poverty, war on all this stuff. It's a business. Every time they have a war on something, it gets worse. He laughed about Northwoods. He laughed about everything. Oh, it's ridiculous. And the way he acted lets you know he's just guilty of sin. Let's go ahead, and we know the Justice Department, he helped order FBI and others and threaten CIA with criminal prosecution under W199I if they went after Al-Qaeda doubles and Al-Qaeda decoys. Wayne Madsen, you want to comment on the Attorney General?
Well, let's look at what he's done since 9/11. He, after he left the Attorney General's job, he's now the head of the Ashcroft Group. He's making hundreds of millions of dollars on Homeland Security contracts, Israel Aircraft Industries, General Dynamics, Boeing, Choice Point, the company that's accused of being involved in throwing the elections, Oracle, that's getting a lot of contracts on creating a national ID card and surveillance system, Dulles Research Corporation involved in counterterrorism and homeland security. I mean, it goes on and on and on with this
guy. Lockheed Martin with the license plate scanning cameras. Millions of them going up.
Oh yeah, that's where Ashcroft's making his money. LTU Technologies represents them, a French company that's involved in classification of images and videos. So here we go. This guy, 9/11 was very, very good.
The military-industrial complex is in the conquest of the U.S. right now as a prison surveillance grid.
Yeah, that's right. And look, the old John Ashcroft's right in the middle of all of it. He's benefited handsomely from this. I'm not surprised. He's just like all the rest of the people, like the peanut guys. He was part and parcel of that whole gang. And he's there, defending all these people. And remember, one of his campaign advisors on one of his Senate runs was none other than good old Karl Rove. So he took money from Abramoff as well. So this guy's dirty as dirty can be.
He's a good Christian. Let the eagle soar like I've never soared before.
And look, here in Washington, we all know about John Ashcroft's girlfriend that he had on the side. That was common knowledge.
But he's also part of the Brotherhood, which is an all male deal that loves Nietzsche and doesn't care about abortion. Quote in interviews with the press.
Oh yeah, this guy's a whack job and always has been, going back to when he was the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, and when he was governor, he holds the number two record for state executions. Of course, the all-time record holder is none other than his buddy George W. Bush.
And now through DNA testing, innocent people, it gets even better.
Oh, he's a piece of work, this guy.
Well, what did you think about his statement about it's ridiculous that anyone is making money off Homeland Security? You just comment on that, but what about the other statement? Exactly, he is personally. What about the other thing, laughing about Northwoods, laughing about him not flying commercial?
Oh, well, you know, these guys, that's it. He's one of the guys that'll, chortle and say, oh, that's a bunch of outrageous conspiracy theories. But the biggest conspiracy of them all was the involvement of these characters in pulling off the event that drastically altered our Constitution and our form of government, and eventually wound up trashing the Magna Carta, which has been in force ever since the 1200s in Great Britain.
Right, 1215. Now, let's be specific, because you're a scholar. Your research has always panned out with me. I really respect you, Wayne. And I don't say that to most our guests. People know, I want people to know that I really do trust your research. And you were careful. I mean, I interviewed you 4 or 5 months ago. You wouldn't say inside job. You said they're clearly involved somehow, whether that was letting them do it or whatever. When I saw you give a speech back on September 10th, you came right out and said it was carried out by criminal elements of the government. You laid out the key evidence. Will you please do that now?
Well, you know, I've written a book called Jaded Tabs about the crimes of the Bush family, and finishing up that book and looking at, what Prescott was involved with, what H.W. was involved with, what W.'s been involved with all the criminal brothers of W. have been involved with, and all the criminal uncles and cousins and the rest of this gang. I just came to the conclusion that they lied about going to war in Iraq. Almost as many U.S. service people have died in Iraq as were killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11. So when people say 3,000 died, how could you say that the Bush people and their friends could have pulled off an attack that killed 3,000? No, it's 6,000. Because if you add the people that died on 9/11 to our service people that died in Iraq, it's 6,000 mostly Americans who died.
But then you also mentioned the supposed hijackers training at bases. I think that's key. You mentioned quite a bit.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, it's just, the biggest conspiracy of them all is the official 9/11 report, which is now being trashed because now we know from a lot of revelations that the 9/11 Commission wasn't told anything. They've complained. Tom Kane, who's...
Well, they were first going to have Henry Kissinger of the head of it, who advises Bush, and is now, we learn, running everything.
Well, look, Hastert wanted to have Louis Free investigate the pages over this latest scandal. They want to get the perps in there to investigate the perps. I mean, this is what these people do, and it's outrageous. And I just came to the conclusion, finally, after seeing what they've done to our country, this was no breakdown in security.
What about other former NSA people and your other colleagues in D.C.? You say they're sick of them. They're leaking this stuff now. What percentage know it's an inside job and are too scared to go public?
Right. A lot of them are being forced out of these various agencies because they're not team. They're now called, well, you're not a team player. You're
sure,
not
but dead reckon for me? I mean, if 68% believe there's a cover-up in the country, 42% believe inside job, what percentage in D.C. of intelligent former analysts, current analysts, that you talk to believe it's inside job?
Well, the ones that haven't been purged yet is probably about 50%. The other 50% are pretty comfortable with the paychecks they're getting. But I had somebody who was on duty at NSA that morning tell me that the plane over Pennsylvania, 93, United 93, was shot down. And when I was in New York, I went over to Weehawken, and I found out that the guys that hijacked that plane the night before, they were at a strip club in Wayne, New Jersey, called Lace. The FBI went in and confiscated the tape inside the strip club, but they weren't in the movie. United 93, it shows them praying to Mecca, reading the Quran. That was nonsense. They were getting lap dances at Lace. Now, why did the FBI confiscate the videotape? Because it tends to show that the official story is a lie.
They were U.S. government intelligence assets who believed they were taking part in drills to test security, like Navy SEALs or BATF practice doing things like that.
I don't think they intended to die the next day, because I don't think they would have been getting lap dances at Lace if they had ever gone into a mosque in their lives. I think they would have been actually praying for real and not getting lap dances.
Well, we know they were trained at every base you can imagine. We'll be right back, and we'll jam in Richard, Scott, Dexter, Chris.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got 4.5 minutes. We got 4 callers. You can get a comment or question in. I want to get Wayne's, one-line responses to you. Just briefly, you can get his new book, Jaded Task, at WayneManzinReport.com. Get my new film, Terror Storm, at InfoWars.com, and help spread the word that it's on Google Video for free, but get the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. And please call into all the talk shows and tell folks about Terror Storm and the fact that it is available for free at Google Video. You can really push this thing over the edge and stop the Google censorship. We've been into the top 100 several times, and they keep deleting our stats on purpose, admittedly, now. Let's talk to Richard in Texas. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead.
Hi there. What I wanted to make a comment on was about the 30% of Washington, D.C. hypocrite Republicans. Well, this kind of goes on right there in your own back door. During the Republican convention in Austin, prior to the Internet, all the gay people used to go out to the parks. And right across the street from the Capitol is even a gay bar. And I used to congregate in these areas. And basically, while the Republican convention was occurring, an extraordinary amount of these people would go out to these parks and bars, and that's where I would meet these people. There were administrators, doctors, CEOs. I even met a president of an oil company down in Beaumont, Texas, and it was an extraordinary amount of rampant, hidden homosexual behavior that was going on behind.
Were they mainly Republicans, or was it a mishmash?
It was definitely a mishmash of people. I didn't understand the political arena, but I understood.
Sure. Do us a favor. Call us back later in the week, because I want to hear more about this. I appreciate your call. Wayne, comments?
Well, I'm surprised he didn't run across a certain current governor of Texas and a former White House press secretary there in the park.
All righty. Let's talk to Scott in Texas. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having Wayne on. Just a real quick question, and before you laugh, just hear me out. My question is how close do you think that this PageGate and the Foley scandal can get to George W., because we've seen him openly display what could be taken as
rubbing his cheek up against the male madam, Gary,
right,
kissing him on the head. And neocons watch this, and they go, well, he's just being friendly.
Right.
That's what people do from Texas. No, men don't kiss each other on the top of the head and rub our cheeks together in Texas.
Kiss Joe Lieberman on the lips, very intimate with the Saudi officials.
Yeah, let me get a comment from Wayne on that.
Well, I have a story up on my website today from Dennis Hastert's pack called Compact. There's a quote. It says, it's by one member of Congress. He said, George Bush really loves Dennis Hastert. And I just grabbed me.
All
and
right.
I said, oh my.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Dexter in Washington. Go ahead, Dexter.
Yes. Two things I want to ask. Is one of them is about your DVD, Terror Storm?
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to make disc on it, but it's 3 hours. Where you get a good disc?
For like $55, you can buy the actual machine that burns them, or you can just buy the disc. They'll have them. It's just a larger DVD, a DVD recordable 9. Forget the exact technical name. Just ask them at the store, any electronic store.
You're charging $7. Is that right?
No, that's not right. You need to get a special burner that compresses it. It's like 50-something bucks. I know, if you make it shorter. You can also then just cut it in half and then burn it that way. But I'm out of time. Thank you, Dexter. Chris in New Jersey, go ahead. You're on the air. Yes, sir, go ahead. Hit us. Hit us hard.
Allentown, PA. The city council is voting on legislation to make Allentown, PA a sanctuary for illegal immigrants.
Oh, I forgot. The illegal aliens are going to the UN to get rid of our border, and they will enter the North American Union. That was Associated Press. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I knew there was a bunch of stuff I was forgetting about. That's up on the websites. Wayne Madsen, I want to thank you for joining us, sir.
Hey, good to be with you, Alex.
In closing, in 10 seconds, when do you see this erupting, or will it erupt?
It's going to be a Chinese water torture up till Election Day.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you, Wayne Madsen.
Okay.
God bless you all. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.